Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have the amazing, the illustrious, and the wise. And believe me, you have to go a long way to get back on my program. If you're not wise, you don't get back on. And John W. Spring is very wise. He is one of the prescient people with geography and geopolitical knowledge and classified information knowledge about the sources of materials, for example, for North Korea, the rocket engines and guidance systems from Russia, the chips and fuel and other materials to build the rockets from China, and the functionaries inside the People's Republican Army and the oligarchs of Russia. We have to understand that when we're talking about later this month, early June, I'm not sure if the date is set yet for the North Korean summit, but really it should include Putin and Xi. I'm surprised that Trump thinks he's just going to negotiate directly with Kim without three things, and we talked about this in previous shows. You have to have an olive branch and factories and food so that you can change the economy of North Korea. You can't just kind of put it to them unless you denuclearize. You have to also make sure that you tell in advance that you're not going to do a war crimes tribunal and execute senior military personnel or Kim and his sister for war crimes that occurred in the country, including the death of Mr. Warmbier. What we have to understand here is that we're going to have peace. It's like the end of a major war where both sides have lost millions, like in the Second World War. We have to finally say, you know what? The killing fields are over. Now it's time to negotiate, but we have to all have a big stick with titanium spikes in it that we want Delta Force and Special Op to investigate every single site, including military sites and underground facilities, that he's not enriching uranium when there's uranium in North Korea. We have to also make certain he's not building missile systems, or as scientists and technicians there, they're from other countries like Iran and Venezuela, etc., that may be trying to jump the gun so they can either now or in the future develop nuclear weapons or missile defense systems that can deliver technology, including nuclear weapons, chemical or biological weapons. So my feeling is that Trump is moving along the right pattern here, but he should talk directly to John W. Spring and myself, not only in missile defense, but also in negotiation, because I think it's a big mistake to not include Russia and China. I think it's a big mistake to not talk about the fact of the olive branch to give it at the same time as the big stick. You have to have an olive branch at the same time, or this agreement is not going to work. And what I'm very worried about, North Korea is going to fall apart. And I know that there are 18 senators, I think, or congressmen that are actually talking about sponsoring a Nobel Peace Prize. That's pretty damn premature, because the elements of the negotiation require your knowledge and wisdom, John, and I don't see the direct contacts. In fact, as I said, the joke last week was that we now have five copies of the same letter with a different date on it from President Trump. Pretty soon we'll have enough to actually paper out house full of the what we call the geopolitical BS that we've been now hearing from the staff around him with John Kelly as the Kelly filter. This is sickening. President Trump, you're going to listen now, or you're going to listen to the judgment seat, because if you don't deal this properly, you are going to have nuclear proliferation, and maybe at the end of your second term, we're going to have a nuclear war, because both Iran and North Korea will have nukes, or it'll proliferate all over the place. We'll have dozens of countries. And one country with just one nuke is enough to cause havoc to the world. So that's my say on Iran. Now, North Korea with Iran, I think Trump's doing the right thing. I think we need to go back to square one. This deal that Trump, that Obama did in the European nations is mind-bogglingly stupid. There's just no doubt in my mind when missiles are aimed at Israel with Ivrit on the side of them, death to Israel, and they march in the streets of Tehran, death to America. And they put missiles in Syria, including the anti-missile systems, and they actually are supporting Hezbollah with the money we gave them to repair their economy, and the people are starving and rioting in the streets trying to get enough bread to actually feed themselves. That money is not going to improve the economy or food supply. It's going to weaponize the mullahs with now more mullah or money. It's just mind-boggling. So there's no doubt in my mind when Boris Johnson arrived from Britain, the negotiator, or Angela Merkel or Macron, these people are fools. Negotiating with maniac nations is not a good idea. And you're not just negotiating with Iran. Iran thinks Russia's got their back. Russia's playing the game. They want to re-exert the Soviet Union. And if you think Putin's want to do otherwise, you're an idiot. In fact, he said the most serious catastrophe of the 20th century was the collapse of the Soviet Union. Damn it, you know? People have to start getting it. You know, when the guy himself makes that statement, do you understand? He wants to be, you know, the Vladimir Ilyich Lenin, and that's why I've changed Putin's name to Rasputin, because he might as well be. But anybody that thinks you can negotiate with North Korea without Putin present and his oligarchs, or the PLA billionaires giving the weapons systems to the starving nation of 18.5 million people starving out of 25 million in North Korea, you're a freaking idiot. Now, I don't understand this. And to me, Trump is really making a massive blunder here, and everybody's building him up. And it's insane. So I don't know what your opinion is on, but I think that what Trump is doing with Iran is good at the first step. But what are his follow-up steps? He has to just force the European community and Iran to sit down at the table right away. He's not going to release the sanctions. The sanctions are going to be slapped on immediately, and they need to do a lot more, not just to Iran, Russia. We aren't hurting Russia hard enough, or China. These are the devil nations that actually want to proliferate nuclear weapons and have proxy wars with a gun aimed at our neck with nuclear weapons, and we don't have missile defense yet. So I'm really concerned that Trump doesn't get the whole picture, and he needs the geopolitical knowledge that you have and the actual classified information I have, even for missile defense, and he doesn't get it. And I'm getting sick of wallpapering an outhouse full of the political BS that's coming from the White House staff trying to tell us, hey, be a nice, good supporter of Donald Trump. He knows better than you. No, he doesn't. Trump does not know better than John W. Spring, does he?
Well, I don't think so, Dr. Siegel.
I know so, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be unfortunately proven correct, because I can literally take the Gordian knot of any problem and cut it with the logic of my mind and solve it. And what I see here is a catastrophe in the brewing. Iran, so far, this first step's good. Second step is pull all these nations in, including Iran, who says they don't want to negotiate, to hell with them. They want to see total collapse of their economy. We should literally start a military operation if necessary and supply sat phones and equipment to the Iranian people to get rid of these damn mullahs.
Yes.
We put them in there, by the way. I have Iranian friends. They actually gave me videotape last year when I was visiting up there. They actually, a year and a half ago, and they gave me videotape that the CIA actually brought in Ayatollah Khomeini and even copied his audio tapes. Damn it. They put in the Shah of Iran after they took Mossadegh. This is our CIA doing regime change year after decade, meddling in world economy, in many cases with Orange Revolutions in conjunction with George Soros, who's manipulating everywhere, now in California elections. It's mind-boggling, and we're around the world being devils, manipulating and changing the world scene when, in fact, we created the power system in Iran for the mullahs. It's ridiculous. And then Obama gave more mullah money to these maniacs to actually build weapons to attack Israel. And Israel has got the Samson option.
Yeah.
Never again will they let the Second World War and the destruction of millions of Jews and gypsies and disabled people be killed again. Never. And I'm going to tell you, the Israelis will nuke that crap out of any country, including America or Europe, if they allow it. So if they think they're going to take out Israel and not be annihilated, including Russia and China, they're delusional. They even have their own space-based weapon system. The Israelis are no slouches.
No, they're not. Dr. Deagle, one thing that I find so disheartening, this last year I had an opportunity to speak with many Persian people regarding the situation in Tehran and Iran.
Right.
They said if they only had some weapons.
Well, why don't we give them weapons? Why don't we ship in a whole pile of weapons, bring in Delta Force and so on, and then hit that palace with a gamma-ray weapon from space or cruise missiles and blow it all to hell and decapitate the government, and then the people would take over in a heartbeat, over a weekend. It would be simple as hell. We have to understand the best mullah is a dead mullah. How's that?
Well, if he's an Ayatollah, I concur.
Ayatollah and all of their various cabinet. People understand the people in Iran are ripe for revolution. They're sick and tired of it. They're starving to death. They're very highly educated. Many of them go away from Iran to other universities in Europe and elsewhere. And they want to go back to their home country, and they can't. They can't go back.
Okay.
It's a hellhole. I have Iranian friends, and I can tell you they're not stupid people. They're put in a stupid situation by our previous governments that manipulated and put in the Ayatollah Khomeini and all his mullahs. Yeah. We did it. God damn it. Excuse my English.
And we also deposed Premier Mossadegh
in
a manner that...
All he wanted was he wanted a plastics and petrochemical factory, and the British did it.
Are you retired or...
Welcome back. John, you sent me a letter here shortly, and I'm going to have this posted up. The California gubernatorial debate's coming up, and of course, I think the end date for getting your ballots in is the 27th of May.
That's
and
tonight.
The best Republican candidate for governor is Dr. Robert Newman, who's a psychologist. They've actually excluded him from the debates, which are going to be aired by NPR as well as NBC and Telemundo stations throughout California. So they obviously did this on purpose because they don't want a good, solid Republican that doesn't have a background. You mentioned that they didn't try to besmirch his reputation. What craziness to try to say about a clinical psychologist, which I'm sure you know, if you're a clinical psychologist or doctor, you got to keep yourself real clean because the state licensing authorities will take your license so fast you never knew you had one. So I'm sure if the state hasn't delicensed him for a good reason, again, remember some to get harassed for the state licensure for bad reasons, like one group competing with another group that's connected to the Board of Examiners. That's a dirty thing that happens because it does happen. But I'm sure they don't have anything real. And what's the state of this excellent candidate for governor, Dr. Robert Newman? So if you're Californian, you want to put him as the top of the governor list because he's a Republican supporter of Trump's agenda. And if they can carve off California, America will collapse into the arms of the uber left. Right?
So it's important. It starts at 6:30 p.m. Late this afternoon or early this evening, Pacific time. And that would be 9 p.m. Eastern time. But this focuses mainly upon our California listeners. I would urge you to watch it, but you'll find that you're listening to six persons with very little substance. I've listened to the Republican candidates, and of course I listened to the last televised debate, and they all seem to pale in comparison intellectually in terms of getting things done to what Dr. Newman has to offer. I mean, this guy has been up and down the state of California. He's talked to the common people in the rural as well as urban areas. He's aware of the scandal which has occurred due mainly to Gavin Newsom, whose responsibility as lieutenant governor was to help maintain and watch over Oroville Dam. And
of course, the Oroville catastrophe is not over because if the rain does come back, that Oroville Dam is not properly secured and it could flood up to 250,000 homes and cause a massive catastrophe in Northern California. And they haven't fixed it, have they?
No, they haven't. And people don't realize this is an earth-filled dam. It's not reinforced concrete like Hoover Dam, for example. So
this is insane. It has to have proper maintenance or it's going to collapse. If the rain does come back in full force, which is very likely, my guess is when this dry period ends, and a lot of it is artificially created because they have a blocking area in the North Pacific since Fukushima happened 7.5 years ago.
Yes.
And if this rainfall comes back, the Oroville Dam is not going to make it. And Gavin Newsom is a good example. The new attorney general right now has put out things like rulings to try to stop the state police and other officials from collaborating with the federal ICE people. It's insane.
Yes.
It's insane.
I mean, a lot of this information from the general public. But if they knew the truth about Gavin Newsom, he would be in prison.
He'd be in leg irons.
Yeah.
As they say, leg irons. Now, you have another statement here. You've talked to some people. The Islamic regime is in power in Tehran. Tell us about what your analysis of what's going on here, because we have to understand there's a collaboration here. Up to even a few weeks ago, I guarantee you, there were North Koreans in Iran and vice versa. There are probably other countries, and I want to put a bet that the Venezuelans, who've wanted to have nukes for decades, in fact, they charged, and we talked about this in a previous show a few months ago, of a gentleman who was working at Los Alamos, and that show is up there on our archives. It shows a picture of him with all the missiles behind him. He worked at Los Alamos. I think he was originally from Argentina, which is a socialist communist state, and he offered to make nukes for Venezuela, and he was talking to an undercover FBI agent, so they charged him, and he went to prison. And apparently he's due to be released, I think, this year. I don't know why they gave him such a short sentence, but, you know, he actually was offering to actually assist them to create a nuclear weapons program in Venezuela. Damn it. You know, we don't have a southern missile defense system in America, do we?
No, we don't. And the American people need to understand that for all practical purposes, North Korea has been serving as the proxy for both Venezuela and Iran to build their nuclear weaponry.
Exactly. And by the way, these are just epiphenomena of Russia and China. China was a Belt and Road, and I'm going to have him back on the show this Friday, but I'm going to ask him some tough questions, Harley Schlanger, because the Lewis Foundation are pro-socialist. They think that trade alone, the kind of Obama approach is actually going to prevent China from being uber-aggressive. No. If you read the 2025 documents from Xi, who is now considered the new Mao Zedong, their problems with intellectual theft, with aggressive currency manipulation, with setting up military bases in the new islands they built in the South China Sea, they're actually directly in interdicting traffic, or can interdict traffic in the busiest traffic lane in history. They're setting up a Djibouti where they've used lasers and actually injured some of our pilots with lasers on the ground. You've got to understand here, Russia and China are the problem. North Korea and Venezuela and Iran are just the epiphenomena. They're the symptoms. They're the pimple on the boil of the abscess inside the body politic, which are re-emerging communist, socialist, totalitarian regimes of dictators for life, Putin, and Xi. These guys are maniacs. They're like a re-emergence of Vladimir Ilyich Putin, I would call him, you know, or Rasputin, and Xi is the new Mao Zedong. And people don't get this, do they?
No, they don't. Now, the speaker or guest that you're going to have on Friday, he's an eloquent speaker. I pale by comparison in my ability to.
Don't worry, I can make him squirm. He'll squirm Yeah, that's why you see a lot of people are afraid either to have me on their show, and there's a number of big shot guys all over the place, including on this network. They're terrified of Deagle. And you know why? It's justified.
Yes.
You do not want to cross Deagle with stupid ideas, and if you can get back on the show, it's because you're brilliant enough, logical enough, and have a heart. You actually have to have compassion with all of the other brilliance you have, too.
Yes. But what I was also going to say, although he is very eloquent in his presentation, his facts are very careless at times, very misleading.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not at all impressed with his command of history in general, especially Soviet.
You see the expansion of railways and hospitals across Africa. You see their expansion of travel and railways and other communication things. They tried to build across Nicaragua this transoceanic thing with old locks, which is literally to cut right across Nicaragua, which is only how many miles is like 140 miles. It would be really easy.
Yes.
And it would be extremely dangerous. It would actually alter the climate of the world and probably cause Northern Europe to go into a mini ice age. I mean, it would be uninhabitable, a lot of Northern Europe.
Yes.
People don't get this. The Chinese don't give a crap. And the only thing that stopped them is we did some things actually through banking and other things to make sure Nicaragua couldn't turn.
Yes.
But you remember now Nicaragua is where Manuel Noriega was there too. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
And he put missiles in there and we took them out. I was a whistleblower roughly 5 years ago of missiles down in the Guatemalan, Los Angeles, Mexican border. And America took them out. Now, the biggest threat we have is not just North Korea and Iran, it's Venezuela. And Maduro's government's collapsing. All their citizens are leaving. They're eating their pets. They're starving to death. This is a very dangerous situation. And you got to understand, Russian nuclear submarines are in the Orinoco River right now as we speak.
Have you checked?
Let's continue with your analysis. You mentioned in your second letter you sent to me, you've addressed about the Islamic Republic is in power in Tehran, and your timing was, talks about the distance of the present, timing was wrong. However, I could still provide solutions that would be able to function effectively. I think he had to terminate the agreement, but he has to move quickly to get on-site inspections because these weapons are proliferating as we speak. Even if Kim Jong-un, for example, shuts down and everything is gone, when we can prove it, yep, most of that stuff could be already in ships heading to other destinations for trillions of dollars, potentially trillions, spraying these weapon systems all over the place. Because the main thing that's affecting Kim right now is the sanctions we already put in place mean he'll run out of money by October. So no more Rolex watches or cars for his generals, so they won't kill him in his sleep in his palace. Okay? People need to know what's really going on here. Is Kim probably is scared for his own life for the other guys who want to cover themselves, and they want to make sure that Kim is on their side and that he's not going to do something that will compromise their further existence or having a heartbeat. So the real issue here is we need to have both an olive branch and a big stick, but we also, you mentioned on the break that we need to talk about the meeting between Kim Jong-un and Xi of China. This is actually much more significant, and it's not in the news media. Fox doesn't cover it, even though they cover most other things. That in fact, the real issue here is not Xi at all. It's Xi and Putin, as well as Kim. They should all be involved in this summit, shouldn't they?
Yes, they should. After all, they're largely responsible for this occurring in the first place. They provided Kim with all of the nuclear weaponry and missiles to basically get the job done to destroy America. I have sort of a theory I've never shared with you that in all probability Vladimir Putin got so angry with Hillary Clinton and was almost confident to the point that he felt that she would be the next president of the United States. And in terms of Russian mentality, you have this five-year plan concept built into your thinking.
Right.
And so he started making plans and provisions to arm North Korea, and with the help of Beijing, this basically came about.
Right.
But this was done under the assumption that Hillary would be president. Now, if Hillary were president, in all probability, we would be in a thermonuclear war already.
Well, actually, I have a slight different attack on that. Hillary wants to dismantle America just like all the other Democrats. Look, Obama had released 83,000 so much criminals back on the streets, and they wanted open borders. And Hillary says she's a conservative and that she actually is a capitalist. She's not. She's a globalist. And globalism always involves social totalitarian state control of the world and dismantling of America. This is what the previous presidents have either done, either directly or indirectly. Even George Bush Jr. and George Bush Sr. and Bill Clinton, both parties, Rhino Republicans and Democrats, have literally put very bad agreements with business deals with other countries or military agreements to allow our technology to go elsewhere. $600 billion of technology has gone to China, and they're stealing everything. The fact is, if there's an attack on America, it'll occur in three phases. First, the cyber attack against our internet and our power grid. Secondly, nuclear missiles hitting us, probably from the south to hit our military bases, and then a call to the president to surrender. If he doesn't surrender, U.S. Population centers will be hit with nukes. That's the facts. Now, people have to understand this, that the Russians and the Chinese are collaborating on this because they want to carve up America and the world into their territorial zones. Yeah. And the fact is the Chinese are the present industrial power. They built 500,000 warehouses to warehouse everything from timber from South America to mineral resources, and they actually can't run their factories full time because they don't have enough power to run them. That's why they're trying to build nuclear fusion reactors, and they've been trying to steal our fusion technology as well as building a lot of nukes. They actually had a plan for, I think, up to 700 nuclear plants across China. China's going crazy. They've even built these big, silent, empty cities, and they've been embarrassed about it. So they forced rural Chinese peasants to move to cities when they have no skill sets to actually work in any industry. If you're in your mid-50s or 40s, you're not going to be a high-tech student at a college. No. You're sitting in these cities wondering, what the hell am I going to do? And you go, and they're basically silent because there's almost nobody there. But you've been forced. You try to go back to your village, and it's been plowed under by the damn Chinese government. That's what's happening in the last year or so under Xi. Xi is a maniac. He's worse than Mao Zedong, who killed 100 million Chinese. People need to know what's really going on here, don't they?
No, they don't. You have these highly advanced urban areas, which are basically now ghost towns because they cannot be managed or...
But they had nobody living there, and they built them. They were so expensive, even the regular people working in jobs. Remember, the unemployment rate in China is really high. For every job that's available in China, there's 7 to 9 people qualified to actually take that job in tech or whatever. And if you have a high score on the People's Republican Army, you get the job. If you have a low score, even if you're not as qualified, you get the job. So basically, if you smoke outside or you do anything that ticks off the PLA and they go back to the database, you're out of it. I mean, you're going to be persona non grata. You're going to be living like an ant in an ant shelter underground.
Right. Going back to the 1980s when the special economic zones came about, which were actually proposed by Richard Nixon, but didn't come into being until the time of the Reagan administration. And in these SEZs or special economic zones, Japan as well as the West, including Europe as well as the States and Canada, brought in their highest tech plants, basically, which were run initially by American, Canadian, European, and Japanese personnel. Under the provision, they train the Chinese to take over within a given period of time. And so now all of those facilities, for the most part, are operated almost exclusively by Chinese personnel.
Right. And I had on the program a few years ago a guy that brought a wind power generating plant to China, and I've had him on the show, but also he's been on major news. They actually forced him to hand over his technology. The Chinese cloned the technology and repatented. Since the negotiations with Trump in last month, there's been a massive surge of copyright and patent applications by the Chinese to try to repatent technology they've already stolen from us.
Right.
So we're trying to repatent it. By modifying the patent just a little bit, you can actually repatent it or recopyright something. That's what the freaking Chinese are doing. And people have to understand is they plan by 2025 to have artificial intelligence, supercomputers, and cybernetic control of every roadway and every ocean pathway and every skyway in the planet. They want to knock off our major airline production, so they want to clone Boeing Aerospace in Washington State and actually have all the planes in the world made in China. People don't get this, do they?
No, they don't, Dr. Deagle. And this is why we need to be far better informed, but unfortunately our news media carries nothing.
Well, I know that Trump watches about 8 hours of news a day, I've heard, because he doesn't sleep 3 to 5 hours. And I know he's getting a lot of anti-aging help from my friends to keep him awake, but he needs to be awake mentally and informationally. The people surrounding him, like John Kelly and so on, these are not information geniuses. They aren't. We are. We know what the hell is going on. We've gone through our licks. I've been as a functional medicine doctor and an occupational doctor working at U.S. Space and Military Defense Command. I have real high-tech knowledge. I literally am facile in every area of mathematics, science, technology, etc., and I have a photographic memory. And I can tell you, combining your knowledge of the geopolitics and geo-history of what's going on and my knowledge of actually what's happening in the world, including regular and classified sources, inside the Pentagon, inside Homeland Security, etc., I'm freaked out. I'm freaked out that this president is making decisions and statements that tell me he's in a, basically an informational vacuum. He's not got full information about what's going on, is he?
No, he isn't. In my case, Dr. Deagle, I know it may sound hard to believe, but I've been far more effective than practically all of our senators and congressmen in Washington as a private citizen.
Right, because you actually analyze it, present a logical plan that makes sense. And the good thing you were there to whistleblow a Cuban Missile Crisis. None of those missiles were taken out until the end and the fall of the Soviet Union. None. People don't realize that. There were lots of... to Trump and his advisors, I'm going to get some more letters I'm going to send off to the president. I actually have a contact. In fact, I'll post that contact up. We've just put President Trump. It says whitehouse.gov/contact. That's all you have to do. whitehouse.gov/contact, and you'll get a form. And they both multiply your opinion based on thousands of they expect in the public if people have similar opinions. This is not just opinion. We're providing information. The president has to realize there's people in the public like you and me that have been through the sheep dip through knowledge of first high levels, above top secret information, and they need to listen to us. You know, they have to understand they have delegated authority, but they also have delegated knowledge. All the advisors around Trump aren't necessarily super geniuses that have been exposed to this stuff. They're basically making their opinion made, like Bolton. I call him Mr. Lightning Bolt. And Mr. Pompeo. Pompeo's smart. He doesn't know what I know about missile defense. He doesn't know what I know about the fact of some of the other things about the dangers of the spread of bioweapons, because Biopreparat went to Iran and to Syria. The former Soviet Union, when it collapsed, they were, couldn't buy enough borscht or Russian sausage. They went to Tehran and they moved the Biopreparat bioweapons programs to Tehran and to Syria. That's why when the mullahs threaten us, they got a lot of bad stuff in the closet. Of course, we can kill them all. But they have serious, deadly, what I call end times bioweapons in their closet in Iran, don't they?
Yes, they do. And of course, we haven't discussed North Korea's chemical reagents or chemical weapons. These are some other things that need to be addressed. But of course, we need to focus first on the denuclearization of North Korea. At a time which I'm a little pessimistic about, is not going as well, because I've seen no evidence of the Trump administration extending, as you said earlier, the olive branch by providing shipments of foods that the starving North Koreans could consume. And in addition, I don't know if anything's ever been mentioned about my proposed economic deal with Pyongyang that would make that nation very prosperous.
Yeah, I don't think, unless it's tied also to a deal to not hold them with a war crimes tribunal, because look what we did in Iraq with Saddam Hussein. We, even though we killed a proxy that looked like him.
Yeah.
And even though, and by the way, we did kill Muammar Gaddafi, who had the best social program for his people. You could fly anywhere in the world for health care. Your mortgage for your home was completely interest-free, and your college was completely free for anybody who wanted to go and get a master's degree in engineering or whatever. And the country was ready to prosper. 75% of the new water was Oasis water mined with Paul Power and a British mining company. And they had a dozen machines, roughly, I think, 10 or 12 machines, that the British Air Force hit a so-called rocket launcher facility when they knew damn well they were just water drills, a water drilling rig. And they blew them up because they didn't want people to know that primary water would correct the Middle East and stabilize the population so they could stay in their own damn countries rather than immigrating to Europe or America. The reason why this climate thing is happening is because they want the climate disaster to migrate populations from the Middle East to and from North Africa to Europe and America, because they want to break our countries down, don't they?
Yes, they do, and they're being very effective.
That's because we're stupid, and we assume that our leaders have the best interests. They're either ignorant, like Trump, or they're devilishly evil, like Barack Obama. I call him the Abominator.
Yes, but the European leaders and even Japanese leaders are not doing much better, Dr. Deagle. Basically, they're falling hook, line, and sinker for climate change. which is basically population control or depopulation.
Did you see the movie The Avengers, The Infinity War?
No, I haven't.
It's the most dark movie I've ever seen. My God damn it. I was so angry when I saw this movie. It's the most evil movie I've ever seen in my life.
Well, if
the devil, Thanatos, wins the war, gets the six Infinity Stones, and by clicking his fingers, half the population, not just of our planet, but of the galaxy and the cosmos, dies and literally vaporizes into dust clouds, including superheroes, in front of each other. In the end of the movie, people walked out crying. One woman, actually, after the movie, she actually had seizures and passed out. Not at our theater, but other theaters. People have to understand what's going on here. We're being marinated in evil. And even our politicians, Japanese and otherwise, look at this guy from South Korea. He's so smiley that he actually has a chance to shake hands with this chubby Kim Jong-un and his crazy regime. When the people in North Korea have got parasites so big they're like the size of, you know, rattlesnakes inside their guts.
Yes.
I can't believe this guy from South Korea. He's a fool. This South Korean guy's a fool. He just wants something that looks window dressing, like, hey, we're going to be friends again. No, you're not. You'll only be friends if North Korea can absorb South Korea. Period.
Yeah, but remember, Kim wants to go to Disneyland again.
That would be a side interest. His main interest is this guy is not an idiot. Although he's fat, people assume fat people are stupid. No. He's brilliant. He didn't go to schools in Korea. He went to schools in Switzerland. He's a smart, manipulative, sociopathic maniac.
Yes. And hopefully Trump will be able to deal with him more effectively than I'm willing to give him credit for right now. I know he's extremely good in making business deals, but geopolitically speaking...
Well, I'll tell you what I think Trump is going to do, and I don't like to see this happen. I think Trump is going to try to get a deal together without dealing with these other issues of the olive branch and the food and factories and bringing in Russia and China. The deal will fall apart, and we will have to do military action that will try to decapitate the government and result in 18,000 tube rockets heading towards South Korea, which we don't have missile defense against. And we're going to see thousands, if not millions, of Koreans die, including our troops. And this is what I suspect is going to happen. This deal is going to fall apart, because if you don't include Russia and China, and you don't include the fact you're not going to have a military tribunal that's not going to charge all these military people, like look at our Warmborough. They sent him back here brain dead, because they tortured the hell out of him.
No.
If we actually prosecute the crimes they've already done, we're going to have to execute Kim and his sister and all these generals. They're all criminals, okay? If we decide not to prosecute them, but we try to normalize relationships, which is what we have to do, we can maybe have peace. But if we don't, they're going to dig their heels in, and they're going to do some really bad stuff, like, you know, like fire off their tube rockets towards South Korea, towards Seoul.
And some of those rockets may reach the United States and target large American cities. And
well, they don't have to actually have a missile. People have to understand this. Have you ever seen that movie that was back in the, well, 8 or 9 years ago? And it talked about a psyop by a government department that actually brought in nuclear devices in the back of trucks, truck-based nukes. In other words, they brought a whole friggin' truck with a truck-based nuke, and it blew up a bunch of cities, and they killed like 67 million Americans. They don't have to actually do that. They can bring it across the Mexican border. They can bring it in a ship. They can blow it off the coast and just do an EMP attack. They can be 300 miles off the coast and fire up a kiloton EMP-type weapon that goes up 100,000 feet, and boom, you got 1,500 radio miles of no power, no gas pumping, no internet, no nothing, no trucks delivering food or gasoline. A couple of those attacks by literally off the coast, we wouldn't even hear a pop sound, let alone see a blast. You'd see nothing except your cell phone go out.
In fact, what we need to realize right now, Dr. Deagle, and your entire listening audience, I hope you're listening to this, we are in a crisis right now with North Korea that is far more serious than the Cuban Missile Crisis, and I can tell you firsthand, that was extremely far more serious than you were ever let
leave. Right, and for 3 years, by the way, we had Jason Burgess on last year, who actually was brave enough to come on one time. We tried to get him back on. He's terrified, actually, because I even converted his audio to a video, put it all over the YouTube, Vimeo, Facebook, Twitter, Patreon, whatever. People need to know I have contacts inside the Pentagon. I'm completely freaked out about what's going on because Trump's not fully aware of this. And the military option is going to get really ugly, because if he doesn't include Russia and China and an olive branch and also this war crimes tribunal is off the shelf, we're going to have a military conflict with North Korea. This is not going to go away. And if we try to pretend it's gone away and give them the Nobel Prize and say, you know, stabilized everything, and we don't have full inspections, and we don't have Russia and China still interfering, not just in North Korea, but Venezuela and Iran, we're not going to solve it, and nuclear weapons and missiles to deliver them, biological and chemical, will still proliferate.
Yes.
So, no prize for Trump yet.
No.
Trump, listen up, and we'll help to make you make right decisions here, but you're getting close to making a catastrophic error if you don't listen to John W. Spring and Dr. Bill Deagle. If you don't listen, you're going to screw this up just listening to your advisors, John Lightning Bolt and Mike Pompeo. Yeah, the Iranian deal needs to be torn apart. The North Korean deal is much more delicate, isn't it?
It's far more delicate. And I would say it has a good chance of failing.
I'd say 85% chance of failing catastrophically, 15% chance of the right decisions, as I see it so far. It doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't.
Thank you, John.
This is a warning.
Your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.